There's been a whole lot of lying going on.
Mm-mm-mm.
If you're just tuning in, one of our listeners named Joy reached out to us.
Mm-hmm.
She says she's not been so honest with her live-in boyfriend, Doug. But it's only because he was dishonest first.
Mm-hmm.
Doug told her that he does not want a cat because he's, quote, deathly allergic.
Mm-hmm.
And Joy, who comes from a family of cat lovers, didn't necessarily believe that whole deathly allergic thing.
Yeah. In fact, she didn't believe it at all.
No.
Yeah.
So she decided to foster a cat and kept him in their basement for the last month.
Oh my gosh.
And her boyfriend, Doug, mysteriously shows no signs of any cat allergy.
Man, I feel like Joy is laughing in the face of death right now.
Joy, I never asked you about this. Are you willing to give the cat back?
Oh, that's a good question. It was supposed to be a temporary thing until it found his forever home,
mm-hmm.
but I want to be his forever home. Yeah. I want to keep this cat so much.
You should have known that was going to happen, Joy.
So if it comes down to it, I guess, who would you choose, your boyfriend or the cat?
Oh, that's a horrible. I don't even want to picture that scenario.
Oh, my gosh, Joy.
Doesn't bode well for your boyfriend.
I was going to say that.
So let me get clear here. The cat got upstairs, sat on all of his chairs, and there was no signs of anything, right?
Zero signs.
Okay, so you're absolutely sure he's lying about the allergy.
I'm positive. You know, I know what it looks like when you have a cat allergy. He doesn't have one.
Okay, so when we talk to him, I just don't think, this is my only advice, just don't come in strong with the you're a liar, right? That's not how we want to lead. I think
okay.
You need to talk about what your connection is to cats and how much they mean to you, and maybe he'll understand.
Okay, I'm going to try, but I really want this cat.
All right, Joy, well, are you ready to do this?
Okay, I think I can do it.
And I forgot, did you name the cat already?
Yes, his name is Luke.
Luke.
Oh, interesting.
That's a weird name for a cat, but cool.
Luke is just his first name. His whole name is Luke Skywhiskers.
Oh my God, I love it.
Wow.
That's great.
He's going to love this cat.
You got this. You are a cat.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to dial the phone number for you right now and let you make your Awkward Tuesday phone call, okay?
Okay,
here we go.
Hello?
Hey, hon, it's me.
Hey, baby. I didn't recognize the number.
Oh, that's weird. I was just calling to see how your day's going. Do you have a moment right now to chat with me?
Yeah? What's up?
Well, I've been trying to figure out a way to talk to you about something, and it's really hard. I don't know how to bring it up, really.
Okay. Are you pregnant, honey?
Oh, my gosh. No, I am not pregnant.
Okay.
No, it's not about that. It's
really
hard. You know, I love cats. You remember when I told you that I really wanted one a while back, and you told me?
Yeah.
You told me that you were really allergic. But, I mean, you know, I grew up with them, and...
Okay, honey, so where's this going? What's going on?
I guess I just wanted to call and ask you if you're sure that you're really allergic to cats.
I am 100% allergic.
Okay.
So I have a feeling I know where this is going now. The answer is no. Before we even ask, we cannot get a cat.
Well, that's kind of the thing that I don't know how to tell you, that we kind of already have a cat.
What? You did not just go out and buy a cat today.
Nope. No, I did not. Did not go buy a cat today. I actually, well, I got a cat a month ago. Is the funny
thing. What do you
mean?
What do you mean? Like at your parents' house? What are you talking about?
No. The cat has been living at our house.
What? What are you talking about? I haven't seen a cat anywhere.
Well, he's been living in the basement, and he's a very good cat. And
are you f-ing kidding me, Joy?
No, I mean, I thought I would run a little experiment, and I'm not kidding, and Well, he's very sweet. His name is Luke.
Well, I don't care what his name is, Joy.
Okay, you need to hear me out. It's really cute. Luke Skywhiskers.
I don't
get it.
Care.
Isn't that cute?
No, it's not cute, Joy. It's not cute at all. And I'm allergic,
Luke
Joy.
Luke Skywhiskers. Apparently, you're not allergic, is the thing.
Joy, I told you that I was allergic. I told you this a couple of times, and you went and got a cat anyway?
You're not hearing me. Apparently, you're not allergic. You've been living with a cat for months, and I haven't seen you sneeze. I haven't seen you cough. You haven't even complained about a sore throat or watery eyes.
That's because the cat hasn't been around anywhere upstairs. If it's in the basement, it's not like I've touched a thing or whatever.
Well, I have a little announcement, which is that the cat came upstairs a couple days ago.
Oh, God, Joy, are you serious? And what?
You know, well, he snuck past me, and he sat on the couch for a long time. He came up to our bed, and he came home.
I am so pissed. You let the stupid cat on our bed?
Don't you ever call Luke Skywhiskers stupid, okay? Don't you ever.
That's where I dropped the line.
What's going on here? Who is this?
Oh, my God. I'm
hey,
sorry,
Doug. My name's Young Jeffrey. You're on the radio right now.
Wait, slow down. What is going on?
We're doing something called an awkward Tuesday phone call. Joy asked us to call you because she wanted to let you know that she's had a cat, Mr. Luke Skywhiskers, in your house for the last month. And good news, it sounds like you don't have any allergies to him.
You're alive!
No, that's not good news. I do absolutely have allergy to cats.
Well, then why?
Can you say that?
Yeah, I get it. I have an allergy to hot shirtless firemen.
Yeah, but I haven't been around the cat. That doesn't mean that I don't have an allergy. I bet if I pick the cat up, you know, I'd be allergic like crazy.
I thought it was
Joy?
In the air.
I just don't think you are allergic. You haven't exhibited any symptoms.
Okay, fine. You're right. I'm not allergic. I just really, really hate cats.
Oh, whoa. He said it.
So many reallys there.
Oh, yeah. Oh my gosh, though.
So you lied to me? How could you, hey, Captain, how could you lie to me about that?
I don't want to talk about it, okay?
Oh my God, no, Doug, you've got to talk about it because I have to hear this because I am also living with a man who claims to have a cat allergy and I think it's total BS too.
I bet he's never been through the experience that I have.
I have no idea.
Your hatred of cats stems from an experience with one?
Yes, and it was traumatic.
Well, how? Wow. How could a cat experience be traumatic?
Doug, just tell me what happened because I don't know anything about this and I'd really like to connect with you about this.
Yeah, Doug, this is a safe space, okay? There's no cats on the phone. It's just humans talking right now.
Listen, I've never told anybody this before. So when I was a kid, I walked in on my mom cheating on my dad. And the guy who she was cheating with was dressed up as Cat in the Hat.
Is that a joke? That's a joke, Doug.
What?
No, it's really not funny. It's really not funny.
Oh, my God.
When I see a cat, it's traumatizing.
Your mom cheated on your
sorry.
Dad.
I
just need to say this again
That's
just to
crazy.
Make sure that this is clear. You walked in on your mom cheating on your dad with a guy who was dressed in a Dr. Seuss Cat in the Hat costume.
It was a Halloween party. And it's really caused me a lot of trouble. Like, I can't even read the books. I hear Dr. Seuss. It's like I have like PTSD. It's not funny.
Oh,
I'm sorry,
Doug.
It's a great visual, man.
But
really
it wasn't
sorry.
A real cat, man. It was like an a-hole in a cat outfit.
Yeah.
I know. But for some reason, it just triggers me. I hate cats.
I'm so sorry that happened, babe. I'm so sorry.
Thanks. I appreciate it. It's just been really hard.
That's what your mom said.
Oh.
Sorry, that was inappropriate. That was inappropriate.
And his mom probably said it in a rhyme.
I know. But look, Doug, the experience you went through was obviously terrible. But can you maybe see that the cat in your basement is not the same type of cat that defiled your mom?
Oh my God.
I mean, I understand your point. And sweetheart, I really care for you. I love you. Aww. If this is something that you really want, like, if you could help me and maybe we could work to get, like, no promises, but maybe.
I mean, that would be amazing. Luke Skywhiskers, he doesn't look anything like the Cat in the Hat.
That's good.
I promise a real cat isn't going to take your mom from you. And maybe Luke Skywhiskers can help you move past this really traumatic event that you had.
Oh.
They do say that, like, revisiting the trauma often can heal you.
I'll give it a try if you'll help me out, but I don't know. No promises.
Doug.
You're willing to meet Luke Skywhiskers? I mean, this is very exciting for me. I can't.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Oh my God. After this realization, I feel like I really need to check in with my husband to see if he has any cat trauma as well.
I know.
He's always hated green eggs and ham, and I never knew why.
Oh, wow.
Guys, I'm getting triggered here. Stop.
I'm sorry, Doug. I'm sorry.